Now we're coming to that, by the way. We're past the introduction now, and we have Paul's prayer for these. And here is one of the most wonderful prayers in the Scripture. And this is a prayer that I think touches all the bases. And you'll notice what Paul prays for here. The interesting thing is that today we find people praying for these things. And Paul makes it clear that we already have these things. I've heard prayers like this. Dr. Ironside puts it like this. He says, "We pray thee, forgive us our sins and wash us in the blood of Jesus. Receive us into thy kingdom. Give us of thy Holy Spirit and save us at last for Christ's sake. Amen." And did you know that God has already answered every one of those petitions already? God has forgiven us all of our trespasses. We're cleansed by the blood of Christ. He's already translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of His love. And He sealed us with His Holy Spirit. And if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of His. And He saved us eternally from the moment we believe the gospel. Therefore, we might, I think, rather thank Him instead of petitioning Him here. Instead of saying, "We ask you to do this," we thank you that you've already done it. And now listen to Paul here in this wonderful prayer that he prays. He says, "For this cause," now this is verse 9 of chapter 1 of Colossians, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." Now, this is great. This is the first thing. He prayed that they might be filled with the knowledge here. And that is epignosis. Now, you see, these people, the heretics there, were the Gnostics. They pretended to have a super knowledge. And Paul says here, "I pray that you might be filled with the knowledge," that you might have a super knowledge. The Gnostics boasted they had it. And Paul here confines this knowledge, though, of the will of God. And it must be in wisdom and spiritual wisdom and understanding. And now wisdom will occur 40 times in this epistle. We'll call attention to it again when we get to it.